Together, we are Ash Friendly. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another Ash Friendly episode. I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, today we're just going to talk about some updates on Ash Friendly. I know I promised everyone that we were going to come out with a website and our social media account. It didn't work out with the people that I went with. Sad to say, it's just they didn't understand what a disability was, how to interact with the people that we deal with, and it just wasn't going to work out. I did the best that I could to inform them how to communicate well with people who struggle, with people who are deaf, with people who are mentally ill, and it just wasn't going to work. A lot of things that they tried. I give them that. They tried. But it just didn't work, unfortunately. I have no ill will towards them or any bad mojo. It is what it is. And that's all right. Sometimes you just got to let go. You got to, like, take a step back. I made a mistake. I went with the wrong company. But I did enjoy my time with them, and they gave me an awful lot of help and awful lot of togetherness and a lot of different ways of how to explain to someone that doesn't know what a wheelchair is, that doesn't know what someone who's deaf or someone who's autistic, and I have to explain that to them, and then they have to write up, like, build a website for me and then build, like, social media, and they just didn't get it. When you meet someone who doesn't struggle or doesn't, it's so hard for them to relate to you because they don't struggle, and they don't see it as a weakness, as though you're a weak person. It's like, no, I just struggle. It doesn't mean that I'm weak. Just because I've been gifted this gift of being disabled doesn't mean I'm lesser or a worse person than you are. I just have to do things a lot differently. Things are challenging for me in other ways that you're not, and consider yourself lucky. But that's okay. They now know what someone who is disabled. They now know what a wheelchair is. They now know what autism is. And a lot of people never have to experience that in any part of their life. And I can give you an example of that. If you go out with someone who's in a motorized wheelchair, they all will stare at you. They don't know what that is. It's interesting to them. Can that climb walls? Can that climb stairs? Can that go over terrain? What is this? And my favorite thing is that they always give me the same questions, like, sir, I can't get into your facility. I'm sorry. I was like, oh, no problem. We'll lift it right up. Right. It's 1,000 pounds plus hers. It's 1,100 pounds of pure just mass. And you're going to lift it up and put her and just be my guest, man. I'll sit back here and watch. But they don't know. And that's okay. And the thing that I love about Ash Friendly, the thing I love about me interacting with people is I did it in a proper way. I didn't insult them or embarrass them or degrade them for not knowing. I just informed them directly and firmly. I wasn't angry, being like, what do you mean you don't know? No. I didn't tell them, hey, you're just this or that, or say names to them. How do you not know with someone who's disabled? That doesn't make sense to people. I said, oh, that's all right. That's what I'm here for. This is what Ash Friendly is for. I didn't explain them in a kind, gentle way. What a wheelchair is, what a walker is, what is someone who can't speak, how to communicate with them the best way. Someone, it just was like, that's my gift, that's how I can communicate, because I can communicate with the poor, the homeless, the sick, the dead, the dying, the mega, mega wealthy, like 1% of the 1%, and I can deal with the common folk, I can deal with middle class people, I can talk to everyone, I relate to everybody. Because that's my gift. That's what I can do for people. And so it was a good relationship. But now I got the great news. We brought Kayla back. She fortunately, right timing, right place, right time. A lot of the stuff that she was working on is no longer she's working on because she's completed. And now she's taken back on full time with Ash Friendly. She'll be creating our social media accounts. She'll be creating our websites. She'll be doing a lot of different things with us. So if you say hi to us on our social media, then that's, you'll be talking to Kayla, and Kayla will talk to me if anything's going on. And I feel comfortable with that because she can post what she needs to. I can relax and saying, she's got it under control. I don't have to explain myself. I can send her pictures and send her this, and then boom, she'll create it. Create a beautiful thing and a beautiful package. That is just priceless to me. To not have to worry or look online of like, well, what's this? What's that? What's this? What's that? It's all together, all right there, and it's just beautiful. So sometimes the world, I have to go through by making mistakes. But a mistake, it wasn't really a mistake because I had to teach them what to do, how to react, teach, like, because the basic thing that bothers me is that when you see someone disabled who physically, you immediately go that he's mentally incapable. Or talk to them like a child. But that's not the case. Their brain is fine. It's just their body just doesn't work the way that a normal person does. And so if you talk to that person normally, then that's a great communication. That's a great time. But they didn't know, and that's okay. If you don't know and you're doing things because you don't know, fine. But if you're doing things out of, I know, and I'm going to do this anyways, that's being mean, that's being a bully, that's doing things really evil-like. And they must not like someone disabled. They might not like themselves. They might not like what's going on with their life. They might not, they just be made very hateful to themselves. I really don't know. But whatever it is, still give that person love. Still give that person understanding. Because that's our best weapon. It's every time that someone attacks you, man, that's all right if you don't like me. And if they try to fight you, then just keep backing away. Keep retreating the best you can. Protect yourself. Because remember, if someone comes and attacks me and hits me and I take it and I hit him back and I kill him with one punch, I'm going to jail. And I don't want to see more people in jail. Protect yourself the best way you can. I understand we live in a very, very angry and violent world right now. But what we need to do is focus on more love, more empathy and sympathy and compassion. Focus on that, and then the evil won't come around. Remember, evil can't come be in the sunlight, can't be in the daylight, can't be around love. It doesn't work. They just can't make it there. That's why we do step by step. Every little part of us and every single one human being in this world, good, bad, evil, in jail, out of jail, wherever, matters. Everyone matters or nobody matters. And there's no in between of that. Because in the Bible, in the good Lord, all of us matter. All of us are together. God still has love for evil. God still has love for them until they're ready to handle God's love and just be nice. Because doing the right thing is impossible to do sometimes, but it's still the way. Thank you very much, folks, for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I'm going to leave you as I always leave you. If you can love the world, love yourself, love the environment around you a little more every day, then we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. And remember, together we are Ash Friendly.